Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Monday, everyone. So whenever I see a local story like this, it's something that we can have an impact on because there are a ton of them out there of colleges that still haven't learned their lesson. They refuse to. We're talking about a doctoral student at Stockton State University in a class, Zooming, July 1st-ish, and he decides to have on the Zoom President Trump in the background, okay? That triggers students. They feel this to be threatening and bullying. They start to quiz him, and they ask his political philosophy, the school does, and he says something along the lines that Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. And now, big trouble. But to the rescue, the Foundation of Individual Rights in Education, FIRE, right here in Philadelphia, their program officer, Zach Greenberg, joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Zach, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank God you guys are there. I don't know how many times over the years, and you would think people say, well, First Amendment, Stockton is a New Jersey State College, right? So it's not private.
That's correct.
Yeah. So that puts it right in the realm there. But it doesn't work that way as easily anymore, right? So tell me the background of this. This guy puts up on his Zoom Trump, right?
Yes, the student was in class on July 1st, and the classes are virtually nowadays. And during his class, he put on a photograph of President Trump for his Zoom background. And later on, he put a Facebook post expressing his conservative political opinions online. And based on the other student's reaction to his post and to his Zoom background, they were offended by his choice of political expression. He is being charged by his university with a litany of student conduct charges, and they're threatening to derail his academic career over his protected expression.
Now, he wrote when asked in a post there, either because they asked him, Zach, to your point about his political philosophy, I'm ready to fight to the death for our country and against those that would take it down. That seems like you ought to get a gold star, Patrick Henry-esque. Instead, some of the charges that you guys talk about, violating the code of conduct for disruptive behavior, discrimination, harassment, creating a hostile environment, causing harm, cyberbullying, and he could face suspension, $50 fine, community service project, the dreaded social justice workshop, and a decision-making workshop.
Yeah, I mean, this student's expression is quintessential political expression protected by the First Amendment. This is the exact type of expression universities should be encouraging their students to express, especially as we come up to a election season where students will undoubtedly be hoping to express their political viewpoints on campus. And it's really a shame that this university is seeking to derail the student's academic career based on his expression.
Yes, and this is the type of thing that sticks with you no matter how this comes out. So you guys and the student has responded to this. I guess the deadline was today?
We sent a letter to the university and issued a press release last Friday.
Okay.
And the university, we gave the university until this week to get back to us, and we're happy to say that almost immediately upon sending our letter, the University General Counsel promised us a response by next week today, and they've promised to stay the disciplinary proceedings until they had a chance to review the letter. And we think this is good news because we believe that the university will do the right thing here. They'll see the light and they'll rescind the disciplinary charges against the student and seek to protect student free speech rights in the future, which is the goal here.
What happens? You're the experts on this. You guys are second to none in my book on things like this, particularly on college campuses. Somebody there just feels they're doing their job without consulting their counsel, who I think would say, hey, we got to be very careful with this type of stuff, because the grounds on this kid didn't threaten anybody that I see in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we urge universities to train their administrators, their professors, their police officers about the First Amendment, about their student free speech rights, because these educational institutions have an obligation to protect their student free speech rights. And when we see the First Amendment being distorted and misapplied like this, it really is a shame. And FIRE stands by ready to help administrators and help universities better understand the First Amendment and better protect their student free speech rights.
Well, Zach, thank you very much. Please keep us in the loop as this continues.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.